Hello. I am super duper excited to be back. So today we will be discussing confidence and determining who we are and what we want and need. So often I come to you guys just kind of letting you have a quick overview of what you're going to get from me. So today what you guys can expect from me is going to be simply what I just said. We're going to speak about our confidence level, how to raise our confidence, our vibrations, and our aura, and also how to determine who we are, what we want, and what we need. So what you want and what you need are not always going to be the same. So let's just go ahead and get that out of the way, sis. What you want and what you need are not always going to be the same. I can only tell you this because as I speak to you, girl, I'm speaking to myself. And often I realize that what I want isn't always what I need. And what I need isn't always what I want. And that doesn't always have to hurt. It doesn't always have to be a disappointment. There doesn't always have to be pain involved. It's just saying that I can compartmentalize the things that I need and the things that I want. And I can have them both simultaneously a lot of the times. But I have to realize the difference between the two. So I want to start by saying that I know you've been through a lot. We all have. So I want to definitely acknowledge that I understand that you've been through some things. You've encountered disappointment. You've encountered pain. You've had moments of doubt. You've had lonely nights and days. And you've had some moments of uncertainty and confusion. Now, the moments of lonely does not just, it's not just for the women who are, you know, without children or without a spouse. You can have a full family and still have moments of feeling, you know, lonely or unappreciated or just not fulfilled in your life. So I do want to acknowledge that I do see you and I do understand that your circumstance does not negate that you do have moments of loneliness. So with me acknowledging that I do notice that you've been through a lot, because I know I've been through a lot, I want to let you know that these moments and these experiences help determine what we want and what we need. So let's say you are lonely. You feel that you need or want to have companionship, whether it be through a friend, family, or a significant other. Let's say that you've encountered disappointment. Maybe it was the job. You now realize that you need a career that is going to not only fulfill you financially, but also fulfill that space that may be longing to feel desired or needed, or to feel as though you're making a difference. Those moments of uncertainty and confusion, you may be someone who needs assuring, you need moments of affirmation. These are very common, normal, and acceptable things to feel. So I don't want you to feel like anything that I say is me telling you something that I don't know firsthand, or as if I have all the answers, because I promise you, I can only tell you things that I know based off of experience. So as I stated before, our experiences have the power to help us determine what we want, what we need, and who we are. So I can speak for myself and say that I have had disappointing moments. I've had moments of pain. I've had moments of doubt. I've had lonely nights and days. And I've definitely had moments of uncertainty and confusion. And in those moments, I have discovered different angles, different parts of myself. In the moments of disappointment, I sometimes can lash out, which is very unhealthy. My higher self, my better self, my more rational self is very calm. She doesn't react in a manner that is too outright. She's very calm. She's very collected. Typically, she's very zen in her own little world. Not much really penetrates her as far as her anger is concerned. But then there's that other side of me that can get a little frustrated, and her temperament is not the best. And so in those moments, I have learned that I have multiple sides of myself. So our experiences definitely not only shape us, but they help us determine who we are at that moment and at that time, and the things that we have either worked on and actually made progress, or the areas of our lives that still are needing work. So another thing that I think I always speak about, and I'm going to forever speak about on this podcast, is confidence. So our confidence level really does matter. The way that you feel about yourself, the way that you speak to yourself, the way that you allow other people to speak to you really, really makes a difference. And it really does determine who you are, what you're going to allow, and how far you're willing to go to reach the levels that you are attempting to reach. Your confidence will take you, your confidence will really just make you, you know, it will take you far. It really will, is what I'm wanting to say. How you feel about yourself will determine how far you'll go. It will determine if you are determined to reach those higher heights. We all have different paths. There is no blueprint to doing anything a specific way. Our end goal is our focus. So the reason why I say this, I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I'm a thinker. I say this all the time. I'm a very observant person. I'm a thinker. So growing up, I knew that there was the people like myself who were just normal, normal African-American women or woman or a young woman who was coming into her own. I saw my aunts, my uncles, my mother, friends and family work normal 9-to-5 jobs. Some of us were middle class, some of us were below middle class, you know, low middle class, because there is a difference. And then some of us were impoverished, you know, some of us were living in different levels, but we all worked our jobs. We all went to 9-to-5s. We all provided for our families. And by all, of course, not me, because I was a young adult, a young child at the time, a growing adult. But all of us were doing the same things as many of the doctors and lawyers of the world, or corporate America, African Americans, who seem to have a different lifestyle, who maybe didn't, you know, live, who weren't engulfed in the culture. So I thought in my mind growing up that we were different. So, you know, my family were very cultured, you know, rap. I mean, I grew up in church, but I had my family ourselves as a collective. We were into hip hop. We were into music. Some of them had a mouthful of goals. You know, some of us were, you know, barbecue fish fries every weekend. Some of us were, we were really engulfed in the culture. Jordans, J's, jerseys, Daisy Dukes, Eagle hump nails, Papado hairstyles. Like, we were really into the culture. And then there was the other side of that, which was the corporate America black people. And so I believe that because we were so different, that obtaining that kind of wealth, obtaining that kind of status was kind of designated for those people, as opposed to us who were a little bit more cultured and had a little bit more deeper rooted origins as far as our blackness. And then now on the flip side, what you see is a lot of the successful African Americans are so cultured. Many of them aren't degreed. Many of them aren't, corporate, but they are extremely successful. They are entrepreneurs. They are musicians. They are actors. They are actresses. They are clothing designers. They are gamers. So many of our African Americans today don't fit the bill of what success for any American, quote unquote, would be here in America. So that is why I had to lay out that there is no blueprint. No matter what you are doing, you have the potential to be successful. You have the potential to reach every height that you believe you want to reach. There is no blueprint. There is no way of doing this. It is specifically based on you. So I just kind of wanted to make sure that I added that in there for anyone who's listening, believing that they have to change themselves completely. That is the furthest from the truth. You can actually do any and everything, typically from where you are, simply by branding yourself. But with branding yourself, you have to have the confidence in yourself enough to realize or understand that it could actually work. So I wrote down focus and I have an acronym for it. I'm so excited because today I was listening to a minister and this is what he said. He said, focus simply means follow one course until success. FOCUS. Follow one course until success. I thought that was so powerful because so often we get sidetracked with many things that we're trying to do at one time, and we never end up excelling in one area because we've bounced around so many times. I just had this conversation with a friend of mine, and I was telling her, like, girl, there's so many things that I could have the potential to do just because of my natural innate ability to do these things because I have an interest in them, but I've never looked at them as being career paths. They're just interests of mine. And she was telling me all of these things that she could see me doing. I could see you doing this. I believe you could do that. Why don't you try this? And as I'm listening to her, I had to stop her. And I told her, I said, girl, you have no idea how many times I have had my mind racing over all of the possibility of things that I could potentially do that I did not focus my energy on one or two things at a time. And I ended up not being able to successfully execute. And she stopped and she said, you know what? I'm the same way. I say, yes, girl. Like, I have driven myself crazy comparing myself to other people and what they're doing. And then I forget that I should be focusing at least on one to two things at a time. And as I successfully excel in those areas, then I can add other things to my plate in order to execute and excel in those areas as well. So I just want you guys to know that it is okay to focus on one course until success. Just follow one or two courses of success until of courses until you reach success. Basically, it's that simple. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't put all this pressure on yourself. If you want to focus on your relationships, great. If you're looking for a high value man, a high quality man, great. If you're looking for a career that is going to double, triple, or even beyond that, your annual income, your monthly income, your weekly income, do that. Focus on that. If you want to focus on, like I said, just finding a career that makes you feel desired, maybe the money isn't an issue. Maybe you have the money. Maybe you know that in what you do, the money will come, but you just want a career that makes you feel fulfilled, that makes you feel like you're making a difference. You're making an impact. Focus on that. And if you are simply, sis, just wanting to level up in your confidence and feel better about yourself and what you want and what you want to do with yourself, I strongly suggest that you do so. Find one to two things at a time that you truly want to focus on. And really, out of the four things that I just listed, you could probably spend a lot of your time on all four of those things: relationship, career, money, and confidence. Those four things are not simple, but they're not too time consuming. They're kind of basic in a sense where it doesn't take, you know, an extraneous amount of time or effort, except for possibly the career and maybe the relationships aspect. But as far as your confidence and the money, like, when you're looking for the career, the money goes hand in hand with that. You can kill two birds with one stone. I just want you guys to realize, because as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself, that we have the power and we have the potential to have all the things that we want. We simply just have to focus. We have to follow one course until success. And we can do it. It is nothing. There is nothing that says that it is out of our reach. It's not the color of your skin. It's not your beliefs, whether you're Christian or not. It's not your gender. You can do all things. Now, yes, I am spiritual, but I don't believe that your religion is any less or any better than mine. I truly believe that whatever it is that gets you through your life, through your day, that keeps you morally correct and not corrupt, whatever it is that keeps you grounded, whether it be you pray with your crystals, you sage, you use Palo Santo, you do yoga, you meditate, or you read the Quran, you're a Muslim, whatever it is that you do, you believe in Buddhism, whatever it is that keeps you morally grounded, whatever that is your spiritual belief. And I don't want you to ever believe that I, you know, would ever preach to you that that is somehow better or less than what I believe, because it is the furthest from the truth. So that is kind of all I have for you guys today. Just simply wanting to let you guys know that I'm here with you. We're running the course together. Everything that we're working towards and working on is in our reach. We have the power. We have the strength. We have the ability. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing. I, too, myself am walking into a new destiny. But as I'm doing so, I have so many other things that I know that I have the potential to do. But I don't want to overwhelm myself because I've been there before. So I'm going to tell you this. Pray, because I too have to pray and ask God for guidance and understanding. Because sometimes what I want isn't what I need. And sometimes what I think I need, God is saying is not in preparation for me, that he's preparing a different table. So make sure that that seat that you're praying for, when you're praying for a seat at the table, make sure that table is for you, because God may be trying to give you your own table. He may be saying, you don't need a seat. I'm preparing a table for you, a table of your own. So just make sure that you're ready. Make sure that you're understanding. Make sure you're open. And as you understand these things, make sure that you're receptive. You're receptive to understanding and receptive and open and all of these great things to what he's going to reveal to you, because it will be revealed. Remember what I said, you may be praying for a seat at the table, but that table may not be for you. God may be preparing an entirely different table just for you. Another thing that I wanted to leave with you guys, I was talking to my friend, and I think it is very important for you to enjoy your life and your journey where you are. I think so many of us, myself included, we get so fixated on being different and being better and enhancing that we don't realize that sometimes we're locking ourselves out of our own blessings. Not only that, we end up hurting ourselves by not enjoying the life that we have. Like I told you, I remember when I decided that I had noticed the difference between the corporate Black people and the ones of us who were just really in the culture. When I switched and I decided I needed to make changes for the better, it was more because I was mentally drained. I was emotionally drained, and I just was not happy with my
reality. So I began to change everything about myself, but rightfully so. I never judged other people for who they were, and I never cut other people off for who they were. I had to do work on myself because I knew I wanted better for myself. It was never about these people being bad for me. It was more about me being better to and for myself, realizing the woman that I was. So I don't know if you guys have ever felt this, but I'm going to kind of speak to you from a very transparent place before I let you go. Have you ever felt, think to yourself, have you ever felt a time in your life where you felt like you were just a body going through life? Sometimes maybe you were empty. Maybe you felt inebriated in moments. Maybe you felt high in moments when you were sober, but you just felt out of body. You didn't really feel like yourself. I went through a moment of my life where I really felt as though I was going through the motions, but my soul was not attached. And so I then knew that I needed to make changes for myself so I could reattach my soul, my mind, and my body and make them one. I didn't no longer want to praise God on Sundays and pray at home at night and not necessarily carry that with me 24/7. I wanted to carry that fulfilled feeling with me. Now, am I still a little bit ratchet? Of course. But there's a difference between being a little bit ratchet and just being completely unattached. And I remember feeling like there were so many things that I needed to change about myself in order to get what I needed spiritually. So, of course, there are still areas of my life that I still focus on. For me personally, I would love to be rich. I have wanted to be wealthy my entire life. So anytime I'm thinking, I'm always thinking like, God, I want to be rich, you know, not only happy, because I pray for happiness and joy all the time. Joy is a little bit better than happiness. So I always pray for joy. But if there was one thing in my life that's lacking, the fullness thereof, it would be that area. Me saying like, God, I really just want to be extremely wealthy. I don't have to be a millionaire overnight, but I've always thought to myself like, Lord, that is the only area of my life that I really truly feel still needs work, because God has provided in every other area. He sends me friendships that I've prayed for. Because I've prayed for great connections and bonds. He sent me opportunities. He's sent me the love and respect of my family. He sent me options when it comes to my dating life, because I'm very much so single. But these are things that I've prayed for. And the one area of my life that the Lord and I still have to sit down in silence and just, you know, we have to talk it out from time to time, is career and finances. I haven't reached that level of, yes, God, I can finally exhale yet. So as I speak to you guys, I speak to myself. I'm not telling you anything that I don't know. That is the one area of my life that I focus on, because I remember, like I said, cutting everything off to focus on myself more. Mentally, I feel fine, you know, for the most part. Emotionally, I feel fine for the most part. It's the financial aspect, like I said, that God and I have to sit down and we have to talk it out sometimes. So I say, Lord, I know you love me. I know you hear me, God. I know that I said this 1,000 times. I know I've asked you for clarity. I know I've asked you to open the doors. So please don't ever believe that when I speak to you that I'm speaking from a place of having it all together. Yes, the Lord provides and he keeps me and he sustains me. But I'm not a millionaire yet. So when I think I'll be happy or very much so satisfied once I reach that level of success. So as I leave you ladies today, just remember that your confidence determines who we are or who you are, and your confidence also is going to help you determine what you need and what you want. You have to uplift yourself, because sis, I promise you, if you try to focus on these things when you're really, really down, it's going to come across so dark, so gloomy. It's going to be really hard for you to really decipher what you want to need. I also saw this really great, I'm a journaler. I like to journal. So if you're a journaler, if you like to journal the way that I do, here's an option before I let you go. Try this. It says, take a journal, a blank journal, which I'm probably going to start doing this. And it says to write down the things that you feel are wrong with you, areas that you could improve in, the things that make you tick, the things that make you upset, the things that make you sad. Maybe it's childhood trauma, things that you never really worked through. Maybe it was things as simple as the way that you accept criticism or correcting or correction from your friends and family, and then determine why you possibly accept them poorly or you accept them in a positive manner. Once you're able to write all of these things down and really reflect on yourself, then you're able to write down how you could possibly rectify these areas, what you feel would help you create a better outcome for yourself and your future self, for your spouse or children, if that's what you're looking to do, or your career, or your relationship with your coworkers or bosses, your family. You want to be able to not only be reflective of the people around us, because we're so good at saying what everyone else is doing to us, but how good are we at accepting what we're doing to ourselves? So that is what I'm going to leave you guys with. Remember, I love you, God loves you, and everything is going to work out just fine. You've got this. Okay, goodbye. I'm back. So I wanted to come to you guys briefly today. First, I want to say hello. Hello. I hope today has been a great day for you. And if you're starting your day off listening to me, I hope you have a really great and amazing day. So today I want to talk to you guys very briefly about accepting and recognizing who you are. So last week or last episode, we spoke about determining who you are, determining your needs, your wants and desires, and distinguishing between, you know, the difference of those things. But something that I also realized that some of us struggle with, including myself, I've had a few of my close friends tell me this, and that is recognizing who you are. Recognizing who you are and really embracing it. So something that I always say, and I truly believe, is if you do not define yourself, then other people will attempt to define you for you. So what do you mean by that? Okay. I know you're probably thinking, like, what does she mean by that? So what I'm saying is, if you don't tell yourself, this is who I am. This is what defines me. This is how I define myself. These are my interests. This is my personality. These are my beliefs. Then other people will determine that for you. They will treat you accordingly to what they believe you are.
example. So I'm someone who, like I told you, tell you guys all the time, I'm very observant. I'm someone who recognizes the motives of people kind of easily, not always. But I kind of sit back and I listen and I observe and I see different characteristics and traits of other people. And I also noticed that some of the prettiest girls, some of the nicest girls and women are not always treated like the prize that they are. And what happens is they tend to receive the shorter end of the stick. And if they're not strong enough, they will fall into the trap of believing that that is all that they deserve, that is who they are. And they don't get to necessarily see the real beauty of the woman that they are. Same with men. So I feel that we have to be able to know who we are and define ourselves for ourselves, because if not, the world will do the defining for us. So if you're someone who is centered in peace, you're like, I don't need the drama. I'm not here for the drama. I believe it's better for people like us, you and whomever, to start to think that way, live that way, believe that way. That way, when the negativity and the drama and the confusion is brought to you, you don't even react to it. You don't even recognize it. It's not even there. It becomes obsolete because you've already defined yourself as someone who is centered in peace. So don't get me wrong. Some of us, we're just playing the hands that we're dealt. We're doing the best that we can with what we're given. A lot of us, I feel, just from me watching, I feel a lot of us are just kind of bodies in this world as it just, you know, turns and goes around and things are kind of happening around us and to us and not necessarily allowing us to get in, you know, and play the game fairly. We're just allowing things to happen because they're not aligning with who we are and what we want. And that is a really hard place to be when you're wanting to do certain things and experience certain things and you're unable to do so based on your surroundings or even your limited thinking, because you don't know how to get out of that box, that shell. So I want us to start thinking about how we define ourselves. How do we see ourselves and start to live that way? I can't tell you how many times I've seen beautiful women and men who are kind of stuck based on their surroundings. And it's not that they can't do more. It's not that they don't have the drive to do more. A lot of them don't know how. A lot of them have been trained to believe that they are to accept what's around them, that you should accept the way that people treat you, accept the failure, accept the mediocrity rather than moving and pushing for more. I can't tell you guys, it's been so many instances where I've just sat back and I've watched beautiful women and I've thought to myself, like, do they not know that, first of all, beauty is a commodity, intelligence is a commodity, talent is a commodity. Do they not know that they can have so much more based off of those things? That they can have a fun-filled, a blessed, a prosperous life just based off of those simple truths. So we have to start defining ourselves for ourselves, because what people will do, there are some predators out here. So we have to recognize that there are predators. There are going to be people who see you winning. There are going to be people who see that you have potential. There are going to be people that say, you know what, I see those things in her, but because I don't want her to fulfill those things, I'm going to show her this other side of herself. I'm going to tap into that other side of her to kind of make the other side of her void, non-existent. And it's a sad reality, but there are predators who live for your demise. So you have to recognize who you are. You have to trust who you are. You have to love who you are. Again, something that I will forever say is, if you do not define yourself for yourself, the world will try to define you. And it's not always pretty. Unfortunately, it's not. So I want you to do something for me. I want you to take the time. Think about who you are. Simple things. Simple, like, what's my sexual preference? What's my favorite genre of music? Heck, what's my favorite ice cream? Simple things. Where do I see myself 5, 10 years from now? What kind of woman do I want to marry? What kind of man do I want to marry? What are my hobbies? What do I love doing? Who am I at night when I'm sitting on my couch and my hair is tied? What are my favorite TV shows? What are the things that bring me joy? I want you to think about those things and the perspective of trying to define who you truly are, because it is a very beautiful place to be. It's the most exhilarating, the most comforting, the most beautiful place I believe that you as a person can be, is, and that is in self-discovery. When you figure out exactly who you are and what you're living for, I believe that you literally open up new possibilities just for you. I really want us to take the time out to do that. Like, just think about you for a second. What's important to me? What do I love? What's going on with me? So let's see. Defining ourselves and living in that. I know that we tell women that having a pretty face isn't enough and having a good personality isn't enough. But the reality of that is it gets you far. Same with attractive men. Men who are attractive, men who can hold conversations, men who are business-minded, men who are leaders. The same goes for women. We all have something that we have to tap into, and we have to live out that truth. Because if we don't, people will define us for us. I'll say this. I've been around plenty of people, friends and family, who were not aligned with who I am as a woman, who I want to be, who I work to be, and who I know I am internally. And as a result, I've lost myself. I've had to rebuild. So when I tell you guys these things, it comes from a place of genuine understanding and experience. Not only did I realize that it came from friends and family, it came from strangers. It was a mental thing. It was an emotional thing. I had to rebuild, and I'm still rebuilding. So when I explain these things to you guys, it comes from a place of really wanting you to know that defining yourself will change your life. I don't know who you are. Listen, I have homegirls that I love to be around because they will twerk all night. They will turn up all night. Like, those are my bays, okay? I personally can't twerk, but I love the energy, right? That's who they are. They've tapped into who they are. They love who they are. They love their flamboyant personalities. No one has to define them because they've defined themselves. They're hard workers. They're beautiful. They're intelligent. They are the epitome of what I believe beautiful women are. That comes from knowing who you are, recognizing who you are, and tapping into that. Now, in contrast, maybe that's not who you are. Maybe you're not the twerker. Maybe you're, you know, something different. Tap into that. Love that. Embrace that. Nurture that. Water that. Do the things that you need to do to tap into who you are and exude that. I've seen men, now that I'm going to speak to men, I've seen men be the same way. Men who are, you know, the suave, quiet, you know, dominant male. And then the guys who have dominant personalities as well, but are a little bit more flamboyant in their personality, a little bit more, you know, jovial. But these people have tapped into who they are. And it's a shame when we don't know how to tap into that, express that, admire that, love that. It is your goal, or it should be your goal, to understand who you are, embrace who you are, and love who you are. So I'm in my 30s, right? I'm 32 this year in a few months, and my goal is to continue to grow in a manner that will allow me to be the woman that I want to be. I'm so into like peace and being stress-free, and it's not easy, but I believe that we make things so much harder than they have to be based on our ability to stress ourselves out. So my biggest, you know, personal endeavor is remaining peaceful, is remaining at peace, remaining, you know, able to balance the stress, to balance the confusion. So we have to figure out, like I said, what our needs are, what our goals are, what our desires are, and differentiate between those things and really attempt to get to those spaces of accomplishing them. So that's all I have for you guys today. I really, really love you. I hope that this helps you. I hope that this reminds you of your potential and who you are. I hope that it gives you some clarity. It's very important to me, like I said, to be in your corner, to, you know, talk to you about things that are very important, things that are mostly gonna kind of, you know, make you better in the long run, because it's all a journey for all of us. I know that I'm figuring things out every day. So I really want you guys to know that I'm here for you. I believe in you. I trust you will make it. God has a way for you. The universe is aligning for you right now. Everything is going to be fine. So I will see you guys and talk to you guys soon. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Poppin', shippin' only cause you know you poppin', yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it. Tell them that it's over, ain't no debating. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated. I don't wanna play no games, play no games. Fuck around, give you my last name. I know you tired of the same damn thing. That's okay, cause baby, you got it, girl, you got it.
I am back. So I wanted to talk to you guys briefly. I know I haven't been here in a while,
But I have been extremely busy. Things have really been moving quickly. So I haven't had much downtime. And the downtime I do have, I usually spend resting because although I am a hustler, I am also very much so someone who likes to get some rest. So I'm definitely one of those people. I do take downtime. So I just wanted to come and talk to you guys very briefly. But first of all, listen to my song. Okay, I just really love this song. So I wanted to talk to you guys very, very briefly. First of all, I hope you're doing really great. I hope everything in your life is aligning and unfolding. Honestly, I know that this has been a crazy year. 2020 has taken us on so many ups and downs. So many loopholes have been presented. I mean, it's been a lot, but we're still here. We're still standing. So let's be happy and grateful for that. So I want to start, like I said again, with just a moment of just relaxation. So let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Let's do another deep breath in and then a deep breath out. You guys have to forgive me if I begin to speak quickly. I'm actually multitasking, so this does not have my undivided attention, unfortunately, but it has my attention nonetheless. So you guys know that I try to dedicate this to empowering other women. It's not always easy because it takes you have to be receptive, and I have to work on understanding that I am, well, of course I know that I'm not an expert or a professional, so I have to understand that everyone isn't going to be receptive and that this is all a journey for us alike. No one is far beyond or at the same level or even think the same way that I do, so I have to take that in consideration, which is not always easy. Sometimes it is really hard to accept that truth, but it is a truth that deserves to be accepted nonetheless. So I can honestly say since this quarantine, I have not been my best self. I'm not going to lie to you. Since quarantine, I have been really up and down. Some days I'm worried about self-care. Other days I'm more focused on getting my career to the next level. I haven't even been, you guys, exercising like I normally do, eating like I normally do. Even, like I said, focusing on self-care in a way that I usually would, because I think I've been a little bit more focused on trying to progress in my career. And that can be a little tricky because you see other people living this life that you want. You know, you want this lavish, carefree life, and you find yourself still stressed, still worried, and that can be a bit much. You know, it can be very taxing on your emotions, because you have to understand that everything happens at its own time and its own pace. So for me, I haven't been really dealing with comparison, which is great, which is a big step for me, because for a while, you know, maybe for a year or two, I was consumed with comparison. I was consumed with seeing people that I knew on Instagram and Facebook that, you know, may have been a part of my life previously that I hadn't really connected with in years, watching them progress and watching them, you know, start businesses and have families and travel and lose the weight and just look good and feel good. And I thought to myself, like, they're living a life that I want. And I couldn't for the life of me get out of that comparison. or at least the life that I thought I wanted, because we can all make things look really glamorous when we're watching it on social, but in reality it could be the complete opposite. Even with myself, I have to sometimes scale back and say, like, okay, so what people see on Instagram isn't always your reality, because you haven't quite made it to that level yet. But even then, like, I try to keep Instagram very realistic. I really do, because I want you to be more surprised with my aura and my vibe when you actually do meet me, as opposed to just a couple headshots, selfies that I posted on Instagram. So that was really something that I had to work on, because comparison was really consuming me. But I will say that since I've gotten out of that comparison mode, I've been a little bit more focused on the steps that it's going to take to get me to that next level of making this lifestyle for myself, this grand lifestyle. So I'm excited. I'm such a sweet girl. And I think a lot of people look at that as being a weakness, but it's really strength. So I'm working on, did I say good girl? Because I probably shouldn't use the word good. Sweet, possibly. Hopefully I said sweet girl. I don't know. Because I'm not really that good. But I'm a sweet girl. And like I said, some people look at that as being a weakness, but it's actually a strength. And I'm working on making that strength work for me and not against me, because, you know, I was talking to a friend today, a guy friend of mine, and I don't know if I should use the word guy friend. I'm notorious for calling people my guy friends or friend girls. I'm notorious for that. But I was talking to my guy friend nonetheless. And I was telling him, I was like, you know, I was trying to flirt. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't flirt anymore. And he was like, oh, I didn't know you were flirting. And I was like, dang. And all this time, and all these years, I'm still working on being flirtatious and being seen that way. So we always think that we're doing more than we actually are. And he kind of put things back in perspective, like, no, sis, that was not flirting. So he definitely helps your girl out a little bit, because I really thought that I was doing it. But so I say that to say that it's all a journey. We think that we're making it to a certain level, and maybe we're not quite there yet, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't make you any less or more of anything. It just is the reality of what it is. And that's perfectly fine. But yeah, I thought that was really funny, because I'm the type of person who will really stress over something as like simple things. I probably wouldn't have stressed about that situation, but you know, like, I could have easily been like, oh my God, I tried to say something flirtatious or attracting or alluring, and he didn't even see it. And he's like, what? When did you flirt? I didn't get it. When was it? I missed it. And that just goes to show that even in my 32 years of being here, I have still not mastered that yet. But we're working on it. And that is definitely something that I am working on. I will be honest and say that. So anywho, today let's talk about opening up ourselves to, let's not being so critical. So let's open ourselves to being self-motivating instead of being self-deprecating and self, I guess, just putting ourselves down. Let's just focus on being uplifting towards ourselves. So we're going to open ourselves up to positive vibes, positive auras, thinking of ourselves in a positive manner, loving on ourselves a little bit more. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about that. So let's take another deep breath in. And then a deep breath out. Deep breath in. And out. So something that I started doing a few years ago, anytime I would start having negative thoughts, whether it be about myself or other people, I would start doing positive affirmations. to kind of refocus myself and bring me back to reality, to kind of help me understand that those thoughts, you can't always believe your thoughts, and that I have power and control over them. And that really helped me. And I think that that is a part of what we have to do when we're trying to open ourselves up to, I guess, a different sense of self. We're wanting to see ourselves differently, when we're wanting to, like I said, understand ourselves differently, love ourselves differently. We have to start thinking about ourselves in a much better manner. And that is a task. So how I would do that, like I said, would be with self, motivating affirmations, saying things like, I'm beautiful. I matter. I'm strong. Or even telling, I had to tell myself the other day, I'm a flower. I'm delicate. Because something that life will definitely do is it will make you believe that you have to have this tough shell and you can no longer be a sweet woman, or that the moment that you do decide to stand up for yourself and say something that may not be as, you know, soft or as sweet or even as tactful, that you're now not this, you know, delicate, beautiful, feminine woman, that you now have to be this mean, bitter, angry, upset, fuming woman. For instance, have you ever had like a pounding headache when your head was just in so much pain and you wanted to cry, but the pain was so excruciating that it made you angry? Even though you were in pain and it hurt you, instead of you being sad or even, you know, you felt more angry and frustrated than anything. That is what happens when we allow ourselves to think negatively about ourselves. We become typically this hard shell that's just rooted in anger and frustration. So even when I have those moments of feeling, like I said, any kind of self-loathing, or if I feel like I'm having a negative thought of myself or about myself, I start to speak positively, I'm sorry, into myself, so that I will realize that that is not acceptable, and that that is just not going to fly, that I cannot allow that to consume me. It's very important. So I will say things like, I'm a delicate flower, before I end up having to, you know, kind of regulate a little bit, or after I've had to regulate, or even after someone has chosen to regulate on me for whatever reason. I tell myself that I'm a delicate flower, because as women, as soft and as beautiful as we are and as alluring as we want to be, and we use that femininity to our advantage, and we should use that femininity to our advantage because we have it for a reason. The same way men can use masculinity to their advantage, women should be able to use their femininity to their advantage. But that's just my personal opinion. Some will agree, some will disagree, and that is fine either way. It is truly how I definitely feel. So I will tell myself when someone does, you know, do or say something that I feel is against how I feel about myself or should be treated, I will say, you know, I'm a delicate flower. Because people will not treat you like that sweet, loving, beautiful, intelligent woman that you feel that you are. That's just not how it always works, unfortunately. So you have to say that, those nice things about yourself. Something else that I think is very important, or something else that I do incorporate, is mirror talk. You can look in the mirror, talk to yourself, and encourage yourself, tell yourself that you've got this. I'm beautiful. I got this. I'm intelligent. You know, tell yourself you're wealthy, even if you have $20 in your pocket. I'm wealthy. I am rich. I'm overflowing in money. Wealth comes to me easily. Opportunities come to me easily. When people see me, they see an opportunity to bless me financially. Things like that. You want to tell yourself positive things even when you don't feel it. For me, I've always thought of myself as being someone who would obtain wealth. Did not know how I would do it. I was like, Lord, how is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? I don't know, but I feel like I have to be able to accumulate some kind of wealth that would, you know, continue beyond, you know, just a few days of money and or a few years of having money or things like that. I was like, I want to learn how to obtain and consistently obtain and maintain wealth. And I'm still learning. So we have to tell ourselves these things and remind ourselves of what it is that we want, because it's easy to get sidetracked. I'm someone whose attention span can easily, like, I can easily lose it. Like, my attention will go from here to there to everywhere in a matter of seconds if I don't focus myself. So how I do that is by continuously telling myself what my goals are. If the goal is to be rich, remember, you can't stop until you, that happens. Another example, because, of course, I live by giving personal examples or what have you. After accomplishing one goal and saying, okay, yay, I have this, you come to find out that the lifestyle that you want may be able to get you what you want, but I'm sorry, the lifestyle that you want may be obtainable with the blessings that you're receiving, but although it can help you get what you want, does it sustain you? So then you're telling yourself, okay, like, I got this accomplished, and yes, it's giving me what I want, but I still need about, you know, X, Y, Z to make sure that I can have those and then some of the other things. Then you start adding more things to your list and more things to your list and more things to your list. It's like you're never satisfied until you're satisfied, if that makes any sense. You're like, okay, I got this. Cool. And then once you get it, you're like, okay, I want more kind of thing. It's like really a high. It's an addiction. You become addicted to success. You become addicted to wanting more. And that is the goal. You never want to settle. So you have to kind of tell yourself these things as a reminder of what it is that you're wanting and how you're wanting to get there. And every day is a learning process. For me, I just entered a new realm of my career. And as much as I want to be overwhelmed, because I know that it's going to be slightly overwhelming, I tell myself instead that every day is a learning process. So yes, I may feel a certain way today, and I may not always feel ready completely, but I tell myself every day it's a learning process. It's a learning process. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. And that is beautiful. That within itself is absolutely beautiful. So you want to do things like that. So for us, in order for us to get out of the self-deprecating thinking and the stinking thinking, as they say, we have to start thinking about ourselves positively, even when you have those negative thoughts like, oh, this person is being rude, or this person is being ugly, or this person is being disrespectful, or whatever it may be. Tell yourself, okay, that's how I feel. And it doesn't, I even told my friend yesterday, we were talking, and I said, you know, sometimes I feel, you know, X, Y, Z. And she was like, really? You feel like that? And I told her, I said, well, not really. I kind of have to tell myself, like, that may be how I'm feeling, but that is not necessarily what's happening. And then I reevaluate my feelings, and I say, no, that is how that made me feel. That does not make it true. That situation made me feel as though they were being ugly, or as though they were being disrespectful. But that doesn't mean that that was their intent. That just means that that is how that made me feel. Or even that it might be a possibility. It's not me saying that it's set in stone. It's not me saying that it's real. But when you're trying to come up with reasoning, you come up with all these different ideas of what could possibly be the reason. And you say, hey, I'll put a pin in that. That might be what it is. I don't know. And so I think that we don't give people the benefit of the doubt anymore. We just tell people who they are, what they are, how they should be, how they should present themselves. We never tell, you know, we tell them, oh, well, you shouldn't have did this, or you shouldn't have did that, rather than just accepting that everyone is going to be different. And the only thing that we can really do is, like, for me, there is a lot of things that people do and say that I don't agree with.
And it doesn't even necessarily have to be what they said. It's just a lot of the things of that people say, I don't like how they say them. I'm one of those people. I'm more of a, I don't really like how they said that. It wasn't really what they said. It was how they said it that bothered me. But even though that may be the case, I don't throw them away. I still give them the benefit of being themselves and me just being understanding and receptive, because what I think I do or do not like or understand does not make them right or wrong. Does that make sense? So you have to give yourself that same grace. The same grace that I'm giving other people, you have to give that same grace to yourself. Like, okay, maybe I didn't say that correctly. I do that to myself all the time. I'm one of those people, before I speak, I think. And after I say something, if it didn't feel right in my spirit, I'm like, oh God, I hope that that didn't come off wrong. But I still give myself the benefit of making the mistake. If it was a mistake, I've made it. Hopefully I'll fix it. If it wasn't a mistake, cool beans, will continue. But that is the beauty of giving yourself grace. So in order for you to start cutting out that stinking thinking, give yourself grace. Say, I'm not going to be perfect. I'm going to mess up. It's going to happen. But when it happens, when I do mess up, when that moment of, you know, imperfection occurs, how am I going to bounce back? That is what's going to be most important. Another thing that I wanted to tell you is, remember that no matter what, you are amazing. I saw this post the other day that says, remember, you are the prize. And I love that because, why do you love that, Trish? I love that because I think that women are goddesses, and we tend to forget that we are. I remember I had a guy friend say that women think that they're our gods. And I said, what? But you have to understand that everyone is not going to see things the way that you see it. Me saying that a woman is a goddess is not me saying that she's your god. Me saying a woman is a goddess is me saying that she was created in the image of God. She is amazing. She is beautiful. She is sensual. She is life. She gives life. She is, you know, she is really just an amazing being, you know. Anytime you hear about most goddesses in general, right? There are these mystical, alluring, very sensual, powerful beings. And so that is how I see women. I see us as being all of those things. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some that aren't as sweet, but when I say a woman is a goddess, I'm saying that she's the giver of life. She is beautiful. She is sensual. She is feminine. She's electric. She's amazing. She's all the things that a man desires. She is all of the things that makes a man want to become a man. She is the nurturer of the universe. She is what grows and nurtures and builds and creates the generations before us and after us. So that is what I mean by a goddess. So I think that, you know, you have to remind yourself, like, I'm a goddess. And that alone will make you want to be that. I'm not someone who there's this whole idea of what's real versus fake and da 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 da. And I will say this, for me, real and fake is based upon how you define yourself, not someone else. It's based upon how you see yourself, how you define yourself. That is what's most important. If you see yourself, you know, I'm not a basketball, shorts wearing, hoodie wearing, tennis shoes wearing person all of the time. That's not my style. Would I do it? Possibly. But to say that that is a part of my everyday wardrobe would be a lie. However, even though that is not true, I know that you can be just as alluring, just as beautiful, just as sexy and sensual in basketball shorts, sneakers, a hoodie, whatever. So the idea of a woman being real versus fake based on the way that she carries herself, well, possibly carry herself, but the way that she dresses, is just not realistic. I think it has more to do with our character. Like I said,
When I, on my Instagram, I'm very basic. And in real life, I'm very basic. But I pray that my vibe, my aura, just being around me makes you feel more masculine, makes you want to treat me more gentle. I pray that it shows you that there is beauty in softness, that there is beauty in, you know, just in women in general. I hope I make you believe in treating women well and loving yourself better and wanting to have more for a woman. I pray that my aura tells you that there is a genuine care and candor that you can't find in every person, if that makes any sense. So I think it has absolutely nothing to do with appearance and everything to do with the way that we carry ourselves in general, right? Not our appearance, outer appearance. So that is kind of all I have for you today. I just really wanted to make sure that you knew that, you know, this is a journey. It's not always easy. Some of the women that I follow and I love, I say this all the time, we look nothing alike. You know, they're slimmer, they're probably more attractive physically, they are probably more wealthy and have more friends and followers and all of these great, great things. But in spite of that, I continue to believe in my sauce. You know, it's one thing that I know for a fact bothered me for a while, and even sometimes to this day, is the connections disappear. You know, you have all of these friends and all of these connections and all of these people that you bond with in the beginning, and then later you look up and they're nowhere to be found. So you're basically on your own trying to create this life and this self image alone, because honestly, if we're honest, like, our friends and the connections that we have with our family, that's really what builds our self-image, you know. That's really what keeps us motivated and grounded and feeling good about ourselves. It's the way that our friends and our family care for us, the way that our friends and our family see us. Those are the things that motivate us to do and have better and love ourselves more, even when it doesn't work out. You know, it doesn't always work out the way that we want to, but when we have our friends and our family there, that really builds us. So when I realized that I started having to do this on my own because I did not have the same friends and I did not have, you know, the same connections anymore, it was very, very uncomfortable. It was very shocking and scary. I felt alone. I felt abandoned for a while. And one thing that I had to accept with time was that even though I may not have that, I still have the ability to create this image that I want, regardless to who's with me and who's doing it with me. It does hurt. It does get lonely, but it's possible. It can be done. You know, we live in a world where image is everything, and social capital is based on image, and social capital is what says, yes, you're pleasing and you're acceptable and you're accepting, and that is what it is, you know, that's just the reality. So, yeah, that is the reality of it all. So what we have to do is we have to just accept that our journey is going to take some detours sometimes, but even in those moments, we have to think positively about ourselves. We have to speak positively about ourselves. We have to believe positively about ourselves. So if I can't leave you with anything else today, I want to leave you with this. Remember to think of yourself as a goddess. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are capable. There is nothing you can't have. Even when things don't work out the way that you want them to, remember you got this. You may cry a few nights, a few days. You may feel alone sometimes. It may break your heart, but you've got this. You may feel as though no matter what I do and how I do it, things are not falling into place. But trust me, you got this. And then there are going to be those moments where you're celebrating. You're on cloud nine. You're feeling really good about yourself. You're traveling. You're dancing. You're eating good. You're getting a little chubby, a little thick. Or you might be losing a little weight, whatever the case may be. Which, losing weight, I'm here for it. I feel like if losing weight makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel better, makes you feel more sexy, those clothes are feeling better, you're feeling more of a woman, do it. One thing that I feared at one point is I realized that my confidence was boosting and I was looking at myself like, okay, I got this. Like, I've been doing this for a while on my own with no one, just me. You know, I've been feeling confident and boosting myself up and getting up every day and working hard on my own by myself for a while. And I didn't know how to really feel confident. I was just kind of faking it until I made it. But finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to do this for myself. And I started to feel like I became more attacked. I felt like I literally lived on an island alone and that people had their eyes on me, could see everything that I was doing, how I was doing it. They could judge me at any moment. They could hurt me at any moment. I didn't feel safe at all. And the one thing that kept me going was me telling myself, even if this is the case, even if I have to do this on my own, I've got this. Even if the disappointment occurs, the crying and the long, lonely nights and the confusion, I've got this. So no matter what, remember, there are going to be detours. Sometimes you're going to have to do it by yourself. Sometimes you're going to do it with a group of girls. You know, we can do all things through the black people screaming A rhythmically. But yes, sometimes you're going to do it with a group of friends and a group of encouraging soldiers and goddesses with you. And sometimes you're going to do it by yourself. But either way, you're going to get it done. So remember, you've got this, you're a goddess. Do positive self-talk, whether you're writing a journal, which is something that I enjoy doing, whether you talk to yourself in the mirror, talk to yourself on the way to work, just speak positive affirmations. When someone says something negatively to you and you want to pop off, because since we can pop off at any moment, we're about that life. Anytime you feel that way, just say something positive about yourself. Even say something positive about them, even when they don't deserve it. Say something, affirm positivity into them, even if you just do it mentally. You don't have to say it out loud. We don't want anyone to think you're losing your mind. But say something positive to shift that energy so that you can move forward, so that you can continue to be. I heard this podcast that I was listening to this morning, and she said something that was powerful. She said, any game that I play, I win. And I said, man, that's like, it was so powerful to me because I had finally gotten to a place in my life where nothing really could penetrate me. I had been such an easy target for years, and I had finally gotten to a point where nothing could penetrate my vibe. It's like nothing you said, nothing you did really bothered me. Any game that I played, I was like, I'm going to win. So when she said that, I thought it was powerful. So I'm going to share that with you ladies today. Any game that you play, you win. Period. And hopefully, you're not playing against any of your sisters ever, because this is a team effort. If you're out here putting down another woman, like, you're already excluded and eliminated. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. We don't fight against our sisters. We uplift each other, even if we do it discreetly. But any game you play, you win. So I hope you have a great and blessed day. I hope your weekend is amazing. The rest of your week is amazing. So yeah, I will talk to you guys soon.
Sabes, tienes la verde pa' comerme el mundo al aparece.
Wanted to talk to my babes really quickly. I hope everyone is doing great. I know it's been a while since I've been here. I have been so consumed with other things, trying to keep it all together. So in my downtime, I haven't really been focused much on bringing you guys new content or even posting anything that I've had pre-recorded, because I'm one of those people, when I get downtime, I take my downtime. I try to relax. I try to sleep. Catch up on work. I'm one of those people. So I'm working on using that downtime a little bit more constructively, because although I do hustle and I try to stay on it and I try to stay focused, I very much so, like I said, do take my downtime. So here I am. I am back. I am here. I am here. I am here. So first, let's take a couple deep breaths in. Deep breath out. Another deep breath in. And deep breath out. Great. So, I decided that I wanted to use this time to speak to you beautiful souls about what it means. You really, to be honest, let's talk about us loving on our sisters a little bit better. Let's talk about that. I think that is what we need to focus on today. I'm here for all of the women empowerment, and I'm like the queen of what I believe women empowerment is. Like, I will tell you, like, sis, my only focus is to A, better myself, but also, I want to also hopefully make other women feel beautiful, important, and amazing, whether it be based on our interaction that we have, our conversation. And that is not limited to one demographic of or one type of woman. That is a broad spectrum of what the possibilities are. It's the same as with dating, you know. We have our preferences and our types and all of these things. But when I'm around you, even if you're not like the person that I dated before, I want you to feel desired, wanted. I want you to feel important. That means a lot to me. So what I do is I try to make sure that no matter who you are, what you are, what the situation may be, that I'm keeping you, you know, satisfied as my friend or as the person that I'm dating, however it may be, or my sister. You know, even your sister needs to be satisfied when she's around you. She needs to feel empowered and wanted, desired, understood. She does not need to leave a situation feeling iffy about y'all's vibe ever. Don't ever let anyone make you feel like this whole idea of tough love is where it's at. Because let me tell you something, if we wanted tough love, we got parents for that, okay? I don't always want to be around my friend and that's all I'm receiving from you. Like, we got to have something beyond that. If that's all I'm getting from you 24/7, now I'm questioning if this is a friendship or more of a moment to assert. You know, we like to assert ourselves. A lot of us like those relationships where we don't always have to be vulnerable, but that we are the authoritative, know-it-all person. So let's try to make sure that we're not that. I'm not saying that I know anyone that way. I'm just saying we should use our moments to be more of a friend as opposed to being this tough love, authoritative personality. Like, we have parents for that, okay? We don't need that in our sisters all the time. So yes, let's talk about women empowerment. So when you're around other women, how do you carry yourself? What's your vibe like? Are you looking at them for guidance? Are you looking at them for a moment to express yourself differently? I'm going to be honest. When I'm around certain women, I feel out of place because I'm like this sweet, soft spirit and like my ratchet side doesn't come out, you know, immediately. I probably look like I have a little bit of a ratchet in me. And you're like, oh, she got some ratchet in her. But I don't always exude or present that in an initial setting or meeting. So there are some women that bring that out of me, and I look to them to hopefully make me comfortable enough to enjoy myself in a way that I probably wouldn't otherwise. And then there are other women that you're around, and they make you want to level up in a sense of maybe being more career or goal-oriented, or even in your faith, your spirituality. So when you're around your sis, what kind of vibe are you exuding, and is it positive? Is it uplifting? Are they going to leave from being around you feeling better about themselves? Are they going to leave from being around you and feeling more sure of themselves? Like, that is what our goal should be. I never want to be around a woman that I consider to be my sister, whether it be my sister in Christ, my soul sister, whatever, and we don't feel the bond and the connection, and we don't feel like we left the situation empowered, you know, or feeling more in tune. We have to work on that. Like, how are you loving your sis? You know, is it a competition? I have this post that I posted and it says, just because I think I'm the ish doesn't mean that I don't think you are. You should feel the same way about yourself. Just because I think I'm the ish doesn't mean that, you know, I think of you as being any less. You know, you should think of yourself as being that as well. So we have to kind of work on that. I think that we look at women who might have just an ounce of confidence as being our competition. It's like, oh, I need to be that or be better than that. And one thing that I've noticed is because I am sweet, but, you know, I do have a tough demeanor at times because I get things done. I like to say that. I will get things done. And I do have an assertive personality. I am the friend that if something is wrong, I'm probably not going to tuck my tail. I'm probably the one that's going to speak up for us. But, you know, I'm working on not always being that person too. But I think that because I am sweeter, people realize that the way to compete with me would be to be the opposite of that, if that makes sense. And not just with me in general. This is what we do. And I think that it's really sad that we look at people as being our competition and not just as being human or just being them or being themselves. We say, like, I need to be this in order to beat them. Like, I can't do what they do. And let everything be cool. I have to do the opposite. and things are no longer cool. Now I feel like I've walked away from the situation as winning. But in my life, it's like, girl, and I tell myself this all the time, like, girl, when you're winning, when you feel good about yourself, when you're on a mission, when you see a certain life for yourself, when you see a certain vision for yourself, you don't have to do all that. It's like, I don't have to do that. You know, when I've already manifested the kind of the career I want, the kind of marriage or a boyfriend or a husband or home or, you know, whatever lifestyle I want, when I've already started working on manifesting that, like, I operate as that. So I operate as a millionaire. I operate as a woman who's going home to however many, you know, $1,000 home or the however handsome of a man that I've manifested, or I've already put this in the works. It's already working. So I don't have to do all that, you know. And if I did do that, I'm doing it with reason, not because I need to become better than you or to beat you, you know. So how are you interacting with your sis? How are you moving? How are you developing this glow? Like, what is your techniques? We have to think about that. I think it's very important. So I would say that when you're around these other women, make sure that you're operating in a manner that is really legitimately, you know, a positive manner. Like, am I being positive towards my sis? Am I giving her, you know, good, strong, positive vibes? You know, am I, you know, whatever. Like, what am I doing around her that's going to make her feel better about her? Like, I don't care. I tell my homegirl, the other day, like, she's, I don't know what I said. I was like, girl, you be dressing. Like, I was hyping her up. Like, girl, you be looking good, girl, da, da, da. And she was like, whatever. Da, you know, she didn't really take me seriously. And I was like, girl, I'm like, I'm hyping you up. Like, as your friend, I'm hyping you up, sis. And I was like, it comes from a genuine place. Like, you can either accept it or not accept it. And I knew that when I said it, she possibly was going to be like, what? Because we don't empower our friends like that on a normal basis. You know, some women do, but when you don't come from that culture of your sis telling you, like, girl, you be winning, you fine, you beautiful, any man that gets you is lucky, any outfit you put on is going to hug them curves, you're going to look fly, girl, your makeup be on point. Like, anytime we do that, if they're not coming from that culture, they don't understand it, you know? Or even for me, someone who doesn't always have the opportunity to uplift women like that, when I do, I'm like, I hope they take this the right way and they're receptive, because of course it's genuine, right? So we have to start living in a world, again, where we don't mind telling people, like, girl, that outfit is cute, or you always look good, or, you know, whatever. Or even if someone is like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm dating this guy and I think I like him. Yeah, I don't know if he likes me. It's like, girl, if he don't like you, something wrong with you, with him, because you're everything. Like, who he gonna get better? Like, you know, my thing is, like, humble yourself. Like, he needs to humble himself. I don't know who he think he gonna get, but you it, sis, you know. But we have to start doing that, because if we don't, you know, we're literally setting our sis up for this, really, for failure. Like, what kind of friendship do you have, or what kind of connection do you have when you're going out here just spewing out bad vibes and aura? Like, that's just not okay. Like, what is going on with you internally where you're just spinning out nasty negativity? So we have to work on that. We have to start spitting out positive vibes to our sisters and our brothers and uplifting them. It's our job, it's our duty. And then encourage other girls and other women to do the things that they've always wanted to do. If you know she wanted to go back to school, you know she wanted to lose weight, you know she, you know, wanted to try this hairstyle, you know, but of course be realistic. Don't have her out here making a fool of herself. But honestly, uplift her. Tell her, yeah, go back to school, get your degree, lose the weight, you know, whatever. Try to start the business. Even if it doesn't work, at least you've tried. Like, there's so much power in trying. And typically, from what I see, people who typically try, all it really takes is the faith of a mustard seed. All it really takes is the initial efforts. I've seen so many people succeed, whether it be from a momentary, you know, thing, or a thing that has longevity, whatever it may be. all it really takes is that effort. So it is our job to tell them, like, take the leap. And of course, tell them if it doesn't work out, girl, there's always something else. There's always tomorrow. Like, you're not limited. Effort means everything. So uplift your sis. Tell her that she's got this. She's capable. We don't do enough of that. You know, we do it when it's convenient. And I think a lot of people, we do it when it looks good for us. You know, we're team you when it benefits how it looks for us. Like, okay, if I say this about her, if I do this, if I do that, then, you know, it looks good because da da da. But let's start doing that because we truly and genuinely want the best for our people. Because we truly and genuinely don't care whether it succeeds or fails. We know that, you know, we did it because we care about them. And just them trying is enough for us. So I think that's pretty much all I have for you ladies tonight. I just really think that we should just work more on loving each other. When you're out in the club and that girl may have accidentally shoulder bumped you very lightly, not harshly, don't be so defensive, you know. Immediately think like maybe it was an accident, you know. Now, if they're being ugly and they're doing it on purpose, you're probably at the wrong place. That's probably not the place that you should be hanging out at. You should probably take your aura and vibe somewhere else, a little bit more positive. But yeah, you know, if you see a girl and she has toilet paper on her shoe, help her out. That's your sis, you know. Don't, I'm so that girl. Like, if I see tissue on your foot, I'm taking the tissue off. If I see your nose is dirty, I'm telling you your nose is dirty. You know, I'm that girl. If I see something on your pants, I'm gonna tell you there's something on your pants. Because, and that goes for men or women, but typically for women more so than anything, just because I believe that as a woman, it is my job to uplift and help and build other women. We have to start doing that. Like, it is about us. I heard, like, I will say this again. Every game that I play, I win. And like I said, I hope you are not playing against your sisters. Ever. It's never about us against the other. Because I promise you, your journey, a lot of the things that you've been through, there are plenty of other women who have gone through the same things you've gone through. Many of them have made it out. Many of them have made it to the other side. So it is our job to either A, tell other women how we've done it, or to at least uplift those women who have or who are still going through it, because it's all a journey. Men have their little locker room talk and their moments of whatever they're doing, right? That we, when by locker room talk, I don't mean the vulgarity of it, but, you know, they have their things that they have sacred amongst themselves. Whether it be the bonding that they have over football or basketball or just sports in general, or their barbershop talk. Women need to have something where we say, you know what, I'm looking out for you. I got your back. It's not about my attitude and how to make you look like a fool or how to downgrade you or make you feel less than or be less than. Like, it's not about that. It's about uplifting you and making you better. So let's work on that. That is all I have for today. I really am so sorry that I haven't been here to, like, bring you guys anything. I know I'm talking fast, but that's because I'm multitasking. I'm actually getting off of here so I can handle more business. But yes, I hope that you guys are having a great day, a great week, a great month, year, whatever. Just a great life. There is nothing but blessings from here. Like, we've got this. We've all struggled. We've all had our down moments. We've all been, you know, on roller coasters. Let's just pray that nothing that happens to us from here forward will knock us off of this train of prosperity, of manifestation, of positive things and blessings. So I love you, goddess. You got this. And I will talk to you soon. Get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got some.